this program were pre-recorded.
Bring the action.
Radio host
Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran.
Hello.
Hello, and thanks for listening.
Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran of the morning show.
You gotta turn me up. I listen to it like every morning.
I love listening to Elvis.
It's just so great.
I want every single one of you to scream out, "Hello, lady."
Hello.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Well, we survived a Monday. Now we survive our Tuesday. Welcome to Tuesday. It's June 16th. Hello, my little children. How you doing?
Hello.
There's Danielle. Good morning, Danielle.
Morning.
Good morning, Straight Nate. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
There's Scary. Hi, little Scary.
Hi.
Froggy's in the house. Hi, Frog.
Good morning. Good morning.
Scotty B.
Hi.
And the appearance of Gandhi. Gandhi.
Hello.
She's in the house. This is a house, and we're in it. Scotty B, did I say hello to you?
You did.
Well, then now you get two. Let's see. There's Diamond. Diamond.
Good morning.
Diamond's here. Good morning. Garrett's rolling around, and you know it's the crew. Did you here in the New York area, New Jersey area? Did you guys sleep with your windows open last night?
No.
Oh, it was so nice.
Oh, nice.
It felt good. We were having those hot days, and then it got kind of cool. It was a bounty day. Did you guys go out and enjoy the sunshine?
Oh, yeah.
It was perfect yesterday.
It was great. Well, we got stuff to do. Any guests coming in today?
Nope. Just us.
Oh, good. It's just us.
There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes. In a happy home, I was a king. I had a golden throne. Those days are gone. Now the memories on the wall. I hear the songs from the places where I was born. Upon that hill across the blue lake, that's where I have my first heartbreak. I still remember how it all changed. My father said, "Don't you worry. Don't you worry, child. See, heaven's got a plan for you. Don't you worry, don't you worry now." Once a time, I met a girl of a different kind. We ruled the world, I thought I'd never lose her outside. We were so young, I think of her now and then. I still hear the song.
That song hits it every single time. Love it. Welcome to the day. Lisa from Connecticut is on line four. She's our first caller of the day. Everyone say good morning to our friend Lisa.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my God. I am so excited. I can't believe I'm talking to you guys.
You have many reasons to be excited. First and foremost, Lisa is a school nurse, and it's her last day of school.
Yes.
There you go.
Good for you.
It is. We are so excited.
So do school nurses ever go to summer school? I mean, do they need nurses for those kids? You know, those summer school kids?
Some of them do, but this one does not. This one does not do summer school. Mm. This one stays home. Yep, I work in a preschool through grade 8 private school in the town of Hamden, and I'm also the head nurse for all the nurses in Hamden.
Wow, so look at that.
They volunteer to do the summer schools, but nope, I stay home. I have 4 kids that are a little older, but I am home for the summer, and very excited.
This is nice. Yeah. It's that feeling. I mean, how long have you done this? How many years have you done this, Lisa?
I've been a school nurse for 15 years, and I've been a nurse for 35 years.
But you know how these summers are for people who work in schools. So this is where you start to dress a little more summery, a little less schooly, maybe a little less nursey. What do you do when you're not nursing?
I actually refinish furniture as a hobby.
Oh, cool.
We closed for COVID. I was bored and I needed a hobby. So I went on Facebook Marketplace and I started looking at used furniture. And I said, I could buy that and fix that up and do something with it. So that's what I do. I take stuff, people bring stuff to me to refinish now. It's kind of become a 5-year, almost second full-time job. Wow. So
that's so cool.
Do you ever pick up anything like that people are throwing out on the side of the road and you say, you know what, I could do something with this?
Yeah, are you powerless to the furniture at the side of the road? Powerless. I must go back and pick that up.
I absolutely 100% do. My husband actually bought me a truck so that I can leave him alone and still do my own thing.
That's awesome.
Yes. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Lisa came home with a truck full of furniture today. We've got work to do. Well, look, Lisa, you have a fantastic summer ahead of you. Congratulations on surviving another one. And you are the official first caller of the day. Nate.
Thank you.
Today's the day. Today's the day. Well, hold on, Lisa. Nate, today's the day to be generous. What do you have for our friend Lisa?
Oh, it's the full Elvis Duran apparel line there, Lisa.
Yay! Awesome.
Don't get any varnish on it.
Can you guys ruin it for me since I work with little kids? So they're going to ruin it anyway.
Absolutely. We'll ruin it before you ruin it. We'll pre-ruin it.
Thank you.
Lisa, thank you for listening.
I love you guys so much. Have a great day. Have a great summer.
You too. It's great having you here every morning. Hold on. All right, there you go. One person's story out of several million who are listening. I love it. Wow. Let's get on with our day. Let's roll into the 3 things we need to know from Gandhi, and let's see what the day brings us. What's going on? Ooh, wow. I'm sorry. The ones and twos are out of control. Scary. Scary. Oh, my gosh.
That was weird.
All the computers are crazy today.
Yeah, are the computers not computing?
My fader ain't listening to me there, Elvis.
All right, okay, I think we're okay for now. Let's bring that down a hair and get into the 3 things we need to know from Gandhi. Gandhi's working, at least. Let's see what's going on. What's going on, Gandhi?
All right, President Trump is highlighting a new deal with Iran. He announced the deal as he met with world leaders at the G7 summit in France early yesterday. The deal has not been released by the White House yet, but reports say it will open up the Strait of Hormuz and allow for a 60-day window for the U.S. and Iran to strike a long-term deal that curbs Iran's nuclear ambitions. In a Truth Social post out late yesterday, Trump said, quote, Iran has agreed to never have a nuclear weapon. Also, the story that the U.S. is paying Iran $300 million is fake news put out by the Democrats. 5 women in Jersey City are being treated after someone threw a substance at them. Authorities say the victims were standing outside near Wilkinson Avenue when the suspect stopped the car they were driving and threw what's believed to be sulfuric acid at them. All 5 victims were taken to a local hospital for skin burns and peeling. Jersey City police say the incident may have been targeted and may have stemmed from a previous argument between a large group of people. And finally, the FIFA World Cup continued yesterday with four draws and four matches played across the U.S. Spain played to a scoreless draw against Cape Verde in Atlanta. Belgium tied Egypt 1-1 in Seattle. Saudi Arabia drew Uruguay 1-1 in Miami Gardens. And New Zealand battled to a 2-2 draw against Iran in Inglewood. The action resumes today with a trio of matches, including one in our area that's going to make traffic thick. So plan ahead. And those are your three things.
Oh, thick traffic. Here we go.
Yeah.
It's so great to hear all the teams from all around the world being listed, all the games going on at once. It's like a big festival, but it's all over the world. It's really cool.
It's so I love nice. It.
All right. Are you guys ready for your Tuesday?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I've never said this before with Tommy D'Addario.
Is there anything you've never said before that you want to share?
That's deep.
Open your free iHeartRadio app, search I've Never Said This Before, and listen today. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
On America's darkest day, 9/11, America vowed to never forget. Help our nation keep that promise. Donate $11 a month and amplify your impact with a car or land donation. Go to T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous. I'm flying. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it. Too high, getting undone. Losing my hands, spinning round and round. So you feel me now. Oh, that
Young Jock. Yeah. Hey,
she slept. Let me buy you a drink. I'm T-Pain. You know me. Convict music, never boy. I know the club goes at 3. What's the chance until you rolling with me? Back to the grid. Show you how I live. Let's get drunk and forget what we did. I'ma buy you a drink. Ooh, I'ma take you home with me. I got money in the bank.
Fruit and sex all in the atmosphere. I'm a lit T-Pain singer, so he can make it clear.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Yeah, it is. Look at that. We're back. They invited us to come back and do another show. You know, it's every day. I just wait for that memo to come through. Yes, you've been cleared for one more day, Duran. Okay, here we are. I think we're going to be okay. What are we looking forward to as far as today goes? Maybe not just in the show, but what do you want to happen to you in your universe today?
Ooh.
In your life, where you are, where you're standing, where you're present.
I would like to complete some projects that I've been working on for a while.
Ooh.
Oh, that's
so
good.
You've been thinking about this. What are you thinking is your number one priority as far as projects?
Oh, what if they're top secret? I want to say it.
Okay, no, that's totally fine. Absolutely.
But there are
that's
two.
Even, that's even more fabulous.
Yeah.
Top secret projects. Mm.
And if I can't complete them, I would like to at least make some more progress. Like, get down the road a little bit farther than I am right now.
Okay. Danielle, what about you?
I would like to get into New York City tonight for the show that I'm going to see without hitting a lot of traffic.
Ooh, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck. I'm doing the same exact thing. Yeah, I have to meet friends who are usually late for everything.
Oh, boy.
So we'll see if they can make it in time for a show that will not be late.
Right.
We're going to go see Rocky Horror tonight.
It's so cool.
Oh, wow.
I'm so excited for you.
You bring in wieners to throw?
It sounds like the show supplies its own wieners.
We don't throw anything at the Broadway Theater. Thank you very much.
No. We
I'm
don't
going
do that
to
on
see
Broadway.
La Cage aux Folles tonight. I'm so excited.
Look at that.
Yeah.
So we're both seeing something kind of racy.
Yeah.
And fun. Something draggy. What about you, Nate? What do you want to start getting accomplished today where you are standing in life?
I want to get a little more swole, so I'm going to really hit the gym today.
There you go.
Yeah. Leg day.
Swole.
Okay. Get ready for this ass to get even bigger.
Let me ask you a question. When you, big ass, when you go work out, do you go for, like, I'm going to work out until I'm exhausted to the point where I can't even walk, or do you just keep it measured?
Yes. Failure. That's the only way you see gains is when you can't do another rep, you can't do another sequence, you can't do another anything.
Okay.
That's your philosophy. That's not mine. I like to. I think of my workout hour as a leisurely stroll.
Okay.
What about you? See, I've watched Scary Workout. He really, really,
he gets close
to passing out.
Close to it.
But he's like that when he walks to the door of the studio. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Are you working out today? Are you getting swole today?
I am. That's not what I want to get accomplished, though.
Yeah. What is it in your world where you are standing that you want to start to get accomplished today?
I want someone to complete this project for me that I've been trying to get done, and that is converting my entire electrical system in my apartment to dimmers. I have zero dimmers, and I like low light. So in the morning, I like to ease into my morning. I like to take showers in the near darkness. So we're almost in the conversion state where I could change all the switches to dimmers.
I love that your deep-seated life goal is to have dimmers.
It really is, though. It makes so much difference.
Well, no. Life with dimmers is fabulous.
Oh, I need dimmers.
It is. You know what? I think it takes you back to the medieval times where they only had candles. You should just live in a world of candlelight, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I love it. If I could have my way, this studio would be nice and dark and only lit by the lights of the Wheatstone board.
Oh, I would like that, too. That'd be so nice.
Oh, well, you guys like that all you want. Well, hey, what about you, Froggy? Where you are in your life, what do you want to move toward today?
I've been putting something off for a few weeks now that is about to be a real issue, and I need to take care of it today. I want to get it done this week. I'll say that. Maybe not today, but I need to get it done this week and get it out of my... So it's like weighing over me like a weight on my shoulders. I need to take care of it and stop putting it off.
Yeah, get it done. Get it done. Does it have anything to do with your health?
Partially, yes.
Yes, then get that done.
Yes, please.
Let's move forward with that.
All right. I will.
All right, good. So, Gandhi has top secret projects she wants to get closer to completion. Mm-hmm. Nate wants to get swole in the gym today. Don't forget to eat lots of protein.
That's right.
Danielle just wants to get into the city while the World Cup buses are taking over an entire tunnel. She and I are in the same boat.
Yeah.
Scary wants to get dimmers in his apartment. And Froggy's taking care of something very important. He needs to get done. He's been putting it off. He's been procrastinating. Yep. So that's the thing. As you listen to us talk about this, what is it you need to get done? Sometimes, as I know I'm like the master procrastinator, I put it off and put it off. So you just have to find one of those things at a time you have to attack. Make the appointments. get it done, get someone to help you get it done through to the end. So maybe today's a good day to get moving forward on this kind of stuff. All right. Is that your motivation for the day, guys?
Yeah.
All right, let's get into our horoscopes. Who's doing horoscopes today?
It's the boys.
Oh. Which boys? We have many boys to choose
from. Scotty and Skeery.
Oh. Oh, those officially the boys?
Those are the boys.
Is that B-O-Y-Z, the boys?
Yeah, boys. Yes.
Let's go.
All right, if it's your birthday today, you share it with Laurie Metcalf and John Cho. Gemini, someone's actions aren't matching what they've been saying. Pay attention to that. Your day's a five.
Cancer, things are starting to feel a little lighter. You're not carrying certain drama the same way you were. Your day's a nine.
My fellow Leos, you're doing more than you need to right now. Scale it back a bit. Our day is a six.
Virgo, you'll feel better once you get a long-standing task done. Start there. Your day's a nine.
Libra, a conversation could shift how you see someone. Keep an open mind. Your day is an eight.
Scorpio, hold back and let others work for your attention. Your day's a six.
Sagittarius, something small gives you a boost of energy. Use it while it's there. Your day is a nine.
Capricorn, take a few minutes to clean up or organize something that's been on your mind. It'll help you more than you think. Your day's an eight.
Aquarius, you're starting to see something differently. Let that shift happen naturally. Your day's a seven.
Pisces, you may get lost in something you enjoy. Let yourself have that time. Your day's an eight.
Aries, something you've been waiting on comes through. It's about time, and your day is a 10.
And finally, Taurus, go back to something you used to enjoy. It might feel good to revisit it. Your day's a 7. And those are your Tuesday morning horoscopes.
Thank you, boys. All right, Danielle, what do you have coming up?
Oh, unfortunately, Jelly Roll and his wife are getting a divorce. And did the New York Knicks go without sex so they could win?
And you know the answer to that?
What?
You know the answer to that?
I do. Well, I know we're gonna speculate whether or not they took the advice.
Oh, good. All right, let's all speculate about the Knicks' sex life.
Yeah.
I love having a plan for the day. Let's do that coming up.
Who chooses to get up at this?
I know.
Early morning.
Full blast.
Yeah. Elvis Duran in the morning show.
I know you dig the way my step, the way my make me stride. Follow your feeling, baby girl, because they cannot be denied. Come take me in at the night, I make her get it amplified. But I quit for run the ship, and I go slip, and I go slide. In other words, the love, I got to give it certified. For giving it the toughest, longest time for ride, girl.
Every time I close my eyes, it's like everyone left
top girl, you not stop shop girl. Little more the dirty one, rock that world. You're the top top girl. Me and you together is a rock that girl. Drive down the town and now you drop top girl, you not stop shop girl. Little more the dirty one, rock that world. Atta Anaya, Atta Atta Anaya, I know you gon' like it, I know you gon' like it.
I'm stepping up,
Atta Atta Anaya,
I'm stepping up,
Atta Atta Anaya. So don't you fight it, so don't you fight it.
Where the hits hit the universe. Your number one preset on iHeartRadio.
This is Z100.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew all the planes we flew? Good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place.
Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
You both go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone.
Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Yeah.
the time to declare yourself.
Do not be fooled by their cuteness.
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show. Z100.
Too kind.
Yeah.
Ready?
Let's go.
Can I get an encore?
Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to roll.
Yeah.
Now what the hell are you waiting for?
After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, make some noise.
Get him, Jay.
Who you know fresher than Ho? Riddle me that. Rest of y'all know where I'm lurking, yeah. Can none of y'all mirror me back? Yeah, hear me rap, it's like hand G rapping his prime. I'm Young H.O., rap's grateful dead. Back to take over the globe, now break bread. I'm in Boeing jets, Global Express. Out the country, but the blueberries still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the you expect? Yep, yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Damn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find open ahead with no pen? Just draw inspiration. Who you gonna see you can't replace him with cheap imitations of these generations? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to roll. Look what I made for you. Knew if I paid my dues, how will they pay you? When you first come in the game, they try to play you. Then you drive a couple of hits, look how they wait to you. From Marcy to Madison Square, to the only thing that matters is just a matter of years. As fate would have it, Jay status appears to be at an all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like Jordan, we in the 4-5. It ain't to play games with you, it's to aim at you. Probably maim you. If I owe you, I'm blowing you the sliverine. Except I take one for your team, and I need you to remember one thing. I came, I saw, I conquered. For record sales, sold out concerts. Come up, you want this encore. I need you to scream to your lungs to soar. Come on.
Tired of being what you want me to be. Feeling so faithless, lost under the surface. Don't know what you're expecting of me. But under the pressure of walking in your shoes.
Weather today, let's see, Miami is going to be up to 91 with a heat advisory. Not unusual for this time of year. A little chance of rain off and on, which is not unusual for this time of year. New York up to 78 today.
Woo.
As we count down to Thursday for the big Knicks parade. Do we know what the weather is looking like for Thursday? We're going to have Thursday a 50% chance of rain as of now. But yeah, we'll see when we get there. No one will care. They will be reveling in the rain.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's going to be hot, so it might be welcome.
Hey, I know that it's all in the rearview mirror, sort of, as far as that game, that big game goes, and the Spurs and everything. What's Wimby up to? I'm still kind of curious to know what the giraffe has been doing.
No idea.
Have we heard any more news? Is he out there saying anything?
He hasn't done an interview since he did that mic drop and said, yeah. See you never. That was the last I heard from him.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I'm not saying I'm worried about him. I just want to catch up with him, make sure he's okay. Have we done a welfare check on the giraffe? Is he okay?
I'm really hoping that the management had a sit down with him and said, "Listen, you don't do that. We don't represent like that." You know,
he was in the heat of the passionate moment.
Wow.
Diamond, let's pull up Diamond. Diamond said she's had a giraffe sighting. Hi, Diamond.
Hi.
You said he actually did something really great yesterday, did he not?
Yeah, he visited a children's hospital in San Antonio yesterday. Okay. Or the footage came out yesterday. It was either yesterday or Sunday, but I think it was yesterday.
Okay, good. See, that's good news.
Yeah, trying to do nice things after being an a-hole, you know.
Well, good. You know what? I think we've all been an a-hole from time to time, so we should all strive to do nice things, you know, possibly. Let's get into the Danielle report. So the story about Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
God, I hope they're okay.
Yeah, so Froggy said that they have not been spotted together for a while, right, Frog?
Yeah, it's been talked about in Nashville, like, why has nobody seen them together? This has been the rumor for quite some time that he had filed a little bit over a month ago. And then as of today's report, I think coming from TMZ, it was back in May sometime.
Yeah, May 18th, they're saying that he actually filed for a divorce. Sources saying it's a mutual decision between the two of them and a private family matter. You know, they got married back in August of 2016. And their relationship definitely has had its ups and downs. And so it's sad because, you know, didn't at the Grammys just recently he was talking about her and how, you know, how he wouldn't have been able to do it without her and stuff. So. Well,
that could be very true.
Yeah.
You know, our lives change. Our lives, look how their lives have changed dramatically.
Oh, yeah. You know? So much.
All the best of them.
Yeah, of course. So players on the New York Knicks were kind of encouraged during the run to not have sex. The team owner, James Dolan, gave them an inspirational speech at the start of the playoffs. And he said, maybe you should give up sex for the next 10 weeks. You don't have to give up sex for the next 10 weeks. But like the Spartans, get the edge. So I guess that's what the Spartans did to get an edge, I guess. I don't know. But the speech is now available on YouTube if you wanted to get that. And you can see, I don't know, you think any of them went without sex for 10 weeks? That's a long time.
Well, also, does it really change the way you play if you abstain from sex?
Isn't that what boxers do too? Allegedly, they build up, they back it up, all the testosterone and like the anxiety.
Back it up.
Oh, God. Yeah,
that's disgusting.
I don't know. Was that what the Spartans did? They gained an edge by denying themselves back in the day?
Look, I'm old. I'm not that old. I can't tell you. I wasn't there. But I don't know. I've heard that you have some coaches in some sports say, hey, I encourage you all to abstain from sex until we get through this. But I don't know. Has anyone come up with a scientific report on if it works or not?
I have no idea.
I'm trying to think of how to say this without being gross. I could use the scientific terms that I
do
heard.
Do that. Be scientific.
Allegedly, refraining from ejaculation increases your testosterone slightly, which gives you an edge.
Okay.
I think they used to think it was much more than it is now, but there is a little bit to that.
Well, the reason I'm bringing this up, and I'm glad you gave us the scientific explanation, I'm encouraging that our show, if we want to see a bump in the ratings. We should be, especially the boys, be abstaining from sex.
You think the show needs more testosterone?
Yeah, I think we need some more testosterone. And as I look around at the room of all the guys, something tells me you've already been doing that.
I don't know.
I just get the feeling that you've been abstaining. Okay. What else you got going on, Danielle?
All right. So Taylor Swift apparently alerted New York paparazzi ahead of her very public arrival yesterday to Electric Lady Studios. So that means new music is on the way. Now, Swifties were hoping for a Taylor's version of her debut album, but we're hearing that it may be an original new album on the way. So that would be exciting. I don't know if you guys saw pictures of the Japanese room. Dressing rooms after they left the games. I mean, really, ridiculous. Once again, they left it spotless. They folded everything. Everything was in a neat pile. They make sure it's so neat. And you know that they were like making sure there was no trash in the stadium. They just are so classy, man. They really are. It's so cool to see that. So we all need to take a page out of their book, you know? Be a little classier.
I agree.
Seriously. But then
I know, you know what? Nate, you need to go to Japan for a week or two just to learn how to clean up after yourself.
Gladly. Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. And I mean,
you agree, right? Nate is the kind of the messy one.
Is he? I don't know.
Look at Gandhi's pile over there.
What's my pile? I don't even have a pile.
Oh, she's opening up a bodega.
There's
in the corner.
No pile.
Look behind here.
That's not my stuff.
That refrigerator was supposed to be out of here 2 months ago.
Not one of those things is mine. Not one. Find one of those things.
What about
mine.
The cottage Zero. Cheese in there?
I love Gandhi's opening bodega.
I would like to.
But Nate, you'll go out there and you'll eat half a cookie and throw the remaining part of the cookie back on the plate and there's crumbs everywhere.
Yeah. I usually save that for Scary.
Oh, please.
No, you don't.
You guys are the monsters cutting jelly donuts with a chocolate knife.
It doesn't last long.
Monster. You need to learn from the Japan people. We call them Japanese.
Yes.
Very clean. Anyway, back to you.
All right, so yesterday the big news from the World Cup was the Spain-Cape Verde game. Oh, my goodness. First of all, it ended in a draw, 0-0, which is crazy, right? This was Cape Verde's first time in the World Cup, and their goalie is 40 years old, okay? He had, are you ready for this, 50,000 followers on Instagram when it started. By this morning, he had 6.5 million
nice.
Followers
Good for
on
him.
Instagram.
Jesus.
Yeah, his name is Vozinha. He had 7 saves against Spain, and he kept a clean sheet for them. I mean, insane. This guy was all over the place yesterday. And he's
was.
The man right now. Like, it's cute. Crazy. And he wanted his mom to come over here and watch the game, but she couldn't get her visa in time, and it was too expensive, so she couldn't come over. So there's a whole story there with that. So everybody fell in love with him yesterday. So there you go. So a third hockey romance following heated rivalry and off campus is coming to Netflix. Icebreaker is produced by Call Her Daddy host Alex Cooper.
Icebreaker.
And it's based on the popular book. Apparently there's a book. I don't know. A figure skater and a hockey player share more than practice rink time.
Well, hello.
That's on the way, guys. So what are we doing today? Of course, 4 games are happening with the World Cup. USA is playing on Friday. If you are keeping track, you've got America's Got Talent, you've got A Spark Into a Flame, Hamilton and Hip Hop over on Disney Plus. Also, Love Island is on, and of course Bravo's giving you that extra post reunion episode of Summer House. I know Diamond is so excited about that one. Don't call her house, because that's what she'll be watching. And that's my Danielle report.
Okay, back to Team USA. So we won that game, the first one, right?
Yes.
So who are we playing next?
Australia.
Okay, and how are they doing?
They won their game, their first game, so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be great if USA just kind of rolled through and did really well?
It'd be amazing. Great. Amazing. Wow. Yeah.
Okay, keep an eye on that. Thank you, Danielle.
I tell you what, though, folks, that's bloody nice.
Yo!
Best time of the day.
Ooh. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
It was good then, and it's better now. For over 40 years, Pedigree has been bringing out the good in dogs. Every bowl delivers 100% complete adult nutrition, supporting 6 health essentials for your dog. That's the Pedigree Goodness Promise.
Teardrops, I cry, don't have a breath.
Morning Show.
Nightmare ever.
Rise and shine.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
You know, talking about the World Cup, all the people from around the world coming into the U.S. You know, Danielle, you were talking about this yesterday.
Yeah.
About how they're all just intrigued with, you know, ranch dressing.
Yeah, I mean, so crazy.
Things like that. I was reading more today in the New York Post. They discovered Buc-ee's and they went hog wild.
Yeah. Whoa. How could you not love Buc-ee's?
I love
and
that.
And they said, Walmart is a temple to abundance, overabundance.
Wow. I think I sent you the video about people who were just blown away by free refills.
Oh, like, yeah, free refills, what the hell?
I can get more, I'll just sit here all day and have a Diet Coke, oh my God.
I know. You know, all these things we just purely take for granted, Buc-ee's and free refills.
Oh, I also read that a Japanese man was at a Mexican restaurant and got free chips and felt like he had to eat them all because it's a gift. And if somebody gives you a gift, you have to actually enjoy it. And then wow. they brought out more and he had to sit there and eat like all the chips that they brought Aww. Out because they don't want to say don't do it.
Look at that. That's twice we've talked about how respectful the Japanese people yeah. are. Yeah. This is a gift. I have to eat the whole
That's
thing. It would
so
be
cool.
insulting. That, oh, actually, Scary does the same thing. Scary, are you from Japan, Scary?
Because oh
last time we went to dinner, you ate everything.
Yeah, I just keep going. Yeah.
Did you guys okay. see the Scottish fans at Fenway Park? And they went to a game and they were singing "We Got McGinn," Super John McGinn. They were taking over. They had the best time ever. They're like partiers, the Scottish fans. I love it.
Oh, by the way, it's the Scottish fans that discovered Buc-ee's and went crazy. Look at that. Having fun in America. Mm-hmm. Usually when tourists come in, they always, have a list of things that they're like, oh, God, these Americans are gross and this and that. It's nice to hear the positive.
Yeah.
Hey, someone sent a text, and I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know if it can be true until some more games are played. They said that if the U.S. and England both advance, they'll face each other on July 4th.
That would be crazy wow. if that's the case. Can you imagine?
The ultimate showdown.
Let England play a damn game. We're playing tomorrow, so let us play something. Come on.
Okay. Also, we were talking earlier at the opening of the show. Like, what are you doing in these days that you're practicing on or you're working toward? And someone actually sent a text saying that every Tuesday they take bagpipe lessons.
Oh, wow.
That's so awesome.
Is it?
Yeah, it's so different and fun.
Yeah.
Have you ever played the bagpipes?
No.
Have you ever tried?
No.
It's interesting. A friend of mine has some. And so he said, here. So he rigged me up.